All right, we're kind of chuckling about it, but it's a serious thing. It's Arizona State University, and they're having a Taylor Swift college class. But it's the psychology of Taylor Swift, advanced topics of social psychology.
Whew.
Yeah.
Sounds hard.
It does, doesn't it? They said they're using Taylor Swift basically as a semester-long example of different phenomena, gossip, relationships, revenge. Class is not a seminar on how much we like or dislike her music or
right,
internet.
Right.
We want to be able to learn about psychology.
But this isn't the only one. There's several universities embracing it, studying her lyrics, legacy, pop culture. Stanford has one where you just study her hit song All Too Well. It was the 10-minute version that she did on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. you dive into that. An in-depth analysis.
And there was a news report I saw where her tour of the country did more to stimulate the economy than anything the government had done.
Wild.
Just her tour. But man, you got to remember, and they did factor in too that, I mean, some of the tickets were going for, gosh, 10, 20, 30 grand.
Yeah.
Just nuts.
Yep.
So.
But a lot of people were showing up and spending a lot of money.
Yeah. So this is kind of a serious psychology kind of thing. But I mean, and I mentioned that I would be interested in taking like a college class on the history of country music.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
I think it'd be fun. That'd be great, yeah. So, all right, what did you take?
I took a rock appreciation class in college, and it was probably the easiest class I've ever taken. We came in every day, listened to some classic rock, all different kinds of things, and it was basically just listening to music and appreciating it. And that's all I was doing outside of school, too, so it really worked out well.
With beer.
Listening on my way to college.
No, you could do a whole class on trying to figure out what the lyrics mean. Pink Floyd alone.
Oh, boy.
There's two semesters there.